What it do, baby? It's your boy, the Goose, coming at you, adding a little new wrinkle to the Cole's Corner. You know, way back, last football season, we started with articles, mixing a few videos here and there, but really wanted to try something new, adding straight audio clips. I guess you could call it a podcast. I mean, I'm not too funny, and I know podcasts, you need a little humor usually, but just wanted to add a little audio clip. I recently moved out, got a couple roommates. One of my roommates, the Birdman, you know, the Goose lives with the Birdman. My guy Bird, he works at Best Buy. Got me a nice deal on a microphone. I said, send it. Let's get it. Let's see where this takes us. And yeah, you know, so here we are. We are here to talk about the most important position on the football field, the quarterback, as the rankings show above, as you guys hopefully read through it. But I'm also here to tell you that it's not the most important position on your fantasy team. We hear all the time how deep the position is. Oh, wait on quarterback. You can get this guy later. You can get this guy later. Because without Blake Bortles as a starter anymore.
It's my quarterback.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was my quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Shout out Nick Foles. But yeah, without Blake Bortles in the league anymore, honestly, all these guys can spin it. All 32 starters can spin the rock. Let's quickly take out Patrick Mahomes from the equation real quick. And let's examine quarterbacks 2 through 12. 12 because it's normal standard 12-team league. Quarterback 2 last year averaged about 22 points a game. Quarterback 12 averaged 18 points a game. And if you missed out on a top 12 guy, well, the best of the rest really got like 15, 16, mostly 17 points a game. So it's honestly just from quarterback 2 to, say, quarterback 20, is really only a spread of about 7 points. Patrick Mahomes averaged about 25 points a game last year. So as you can see, he was clearly a step above everyone else. But other than that, they were really close to each other. You know, whether you're starting quarterback 2 or quarterback 20, you're going to get about only a 7-point difference on average. There will be some duds here and there. There will be some shines here and there. But yeah, that's why the experts always really say, wait, 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 because you can just get better value at other positions. And I agree with the experts. I really do think it's a good strategy to wait on your quarterbacks. Last year, the top two quarterbacks were Patrick Mahomes and Ben Roethlisberger. There's probably 10 other quarterbacks selected ahead of them on draft day. I, for one, happen to trust Patrick Mahomes with probably the 10th quarterback selected in that draft. I was the last person to select a quarterback in my draft, and I wound up with the best. They're all so good, the quarterbacks, that it's just too hard to predict. One thing where I differ, though, from the experts is they like to draft, you know, one quarterback, roll the dice just with Drew Brees. But, you know, I'm a believer in drafting 3 quarterbacks. Try to draft quarterbacks, say, like 11, 14, and 17. Keep them on your roster for about 6 weeks. Find who the top 5 guy is going to be. Then you can just drop the other 2. Now you can go find that value free agent. When this running back goes down, you can go pick up the backup. Or this wide receiver is starting to go off, you can go pick him up. But, you know, I would really try to secure a top 5 guy with going with 3 quarterbacks, something like quarterbacks 11, 14, and 17, as I was saying. But yeah, let's dive into it. I got 7 quarterbacks that I want to discuss. 4 that I really, really, really like. 3 that I don't like. I'm going to avoid 3 of them, and 4 of them I'm going to target. And the first one I'm going to target, while I just said maybe wait on quarterbacks for 11, 14, and 17, one quarterback who I would take early is Deshaun Watson. He is my second-ranked quarterback. He's also ESPN's second-ranked quarterback. And I normally would wait, as I'm saying, but Deshaun Watson is that good. To me, he's going to be the league MVP this year. He is loaded with talent. Last year, he threw for about 4,100 yards and rushed for 550. And he threw for all those yards, but there was 14 quarterbacks who threw more than him. That's just unacceptable, man. They got to let Watson loose. That's just unacceptable. He should be top 7 in throws per game this year. That's what I'm expecting, at least. And I hope Bill O'Brien's on the same page as me. This guy is, like, you know, one of the quarterback whisperers. So let your guy ball out. Let him ball out. But it will help this year that the O-line should improve. They drafted 2 rookie tackles, a right tackle and a left tackle, and they're rumored to get possibly Trent Williams from the Washington Redskins. So that'll help their O-line a lot. And he has two receivers coming back who should be fully healthy. Will Fuller, the amazing deep threat. Kiki Kuti, rocking the slot, who shined in the playoffs last year. He had 11 catches for like 100 yards against the Colts last year, which is really good game. And then you got, you know, all-world DeAndre Hopkins. No one's better than him. The only person who can guard him in this planet is Jalen Ramsey, 2.0. I will say one thing to watch out for Watson, though, and the Texans as a whole. They have the salary cap to trade for someone like Melvin Gordon. I mean, that would really improve their team. I have no clue if the Chargers are interested in actually dealing Melvin Gordon. But I think right now with Lamar Miller, that lets Watson shine more, because Lamar Miller isn't the kind of talent Melvin Gordon is. Sure, it'll help the Texans improve, but if we're talking about fantasy football perspective, with the lack of running game that the Houston Texans have, I'm definitely buying stock in Deshaun Watson. I think he's going to take off right where he finished last year. The final six games of the regular season, he had above 70% completion percentage. In every game, he had 12 total touchdowns. Eight of them were throwing, four of them were rushing, so he's a pure dual threat, as I mentioned. And yeah, I don't see why he can't go for 4,500 yards, 600 rushing yards, and 35 touchdowns. I expect a huge year out of DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, Kiki Kuti, as I mentioned, just because Deshaun Watson is that dude. So I went with a positive on y'all, and now I'm going to get my negatives out the way. I have three quarterbacks who I'm going to fade this year, and the first is Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck, I have him ranked fifth, and so does ESPN, but I don't think I can pull myself to drafting him. I still have him ranked fifth because he's so talented, and he belongs in that tier two. I mean, you could argue he was, top three in the MVP voting last year? He's a great player, but he got a calf injury in the offseason, and he just keeps re-aggravating it. He's not practicing right now, and I worry that he's going to just deal with this for the rest of the season. Last year was the shoulder, this year is the calf. I wish him the best, but I just don't trust my fantasy team with that. I'd rather draft somewhere else than take Andrew Luck. That O-line is amazing. They played so great last year. They gave up so little sacks, but his mobility is now going to be a little cut in half. And that O-line was too good that you got to think they're going to regress just a little. So now with injured calf, less mobility, I don't know. Do you think he can play 16 games? I hope so, because, I mean, who wishes for injury, but I just don't think so. I worry that you're going to see Jacoby Brissett for at least four of those games, and I don't want to be chilling in the fantasy football playoffs with the banged-up Andrew Luck. He has a decent supporting cast. I mean, T.Y. Hilton, Eric Ebron, Funchess, Campbell, but, I mean, Devin Funchess doesn't really fit Andrew Luck, I feel like, because Andrew Luck's pretty much dink and dunk now after that shoulder injury. He only threw it 7 yards a throw last year, and Devin Funchess can't create separation. He's a big body. He's a glorified tight end. He's a receiver who's basically a tight end who will get some nice red zone looks, but other than that, he's not too much. So I don't really count Devin Funchess. I think Paris Campbell, he's a rookie. Not exactly sure what we got in him. So I'm a little worried for his supporting cast also. He's just someone who I'm going to fade. I mean, if he's fully healthy, QB3 for me. But he's off my draft board because of this calf injury. The next quarterback I'm fading is Baker Mayfield, because I just can't buy this hype. I want to be proven wrong on Baker Mayfield. He's my quarterback 10, ESPN's quarterback 7. One of the most hyped quarterbacks I can remember. I mean, look at the weapons he has now. He has Nick Chubb. He has Duke Johnson, and he will get Kareem Hunt. He has Odell, Jarvis Landry, David Njoku. They're loaded. O-line is pretty suspect, though. Bottom third O-line, I'd say. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sophomore quarterback, sophomore slump, Baker Mayfield, they're a huge target. The Browns, they did win, 7 last year? They won 1 in the previous 2 years before that. So, do they know how to win? I don't think so. Rookie head coach, second-year quarterback, pretty bad O-line, and they're a target. Everyone wants to play the Browns because they're must-see TV. I'll say that. They're must-see TV, but I ain't buying that he'll be a top five quarterback this year fantasy wise. I'd rather watch it in the corner, watch the TV, but I ain't cheering for them. I'm going to have no connection with the Browns this year. The whole team I'm fading, and I'm fading Baker Mayfield. The next quarterback I like, so that's why I paused, because, like, I like him. He's a great player, and he's fun to watch, but boy, am I down on him. Cam Newton. Like Andrew Luck, that health scares me, man. That shoulder injury last year, I don't know about Cam Newton this year. Superman is banged up. It's my quarterback 15. ESPN has him at 6. That's how low I am on Cam Newton, because I think Will Greer starts at least 6 games this year. I mean, I don't know. Cam Newton might not even play this preseason. What I read, he's on a pitch count? Is it? What does that even mean? A quarterback is on a pitch count. Their whole job is to throw the ball. And you're going to tell me he really can't because of the shoulder injury? He's getting older. I don't know how much more longer he can run over people like this. So, if he turns into a pocket quarterback, what is Cam Newton? He's not that good. And he's a great quarterback. He's probably one of the best athletes there are in the league. But I don't see him transitioning to someone like a Ben Roethlisberger-type quarterback that's that big that can stay in the pocket. He has Christian McCaffrey, which will help. I mean, McCaff should catch, 80 catches? I don't know, something like that. Probably even more. But he's great. But Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore, an older Greg Olsen? I don't know. If he's going to stand in the pocket and just try to throw it to them, man, I wish Superman the best, but that ain't MVP Cam anymore. This might be a new Cam that I'm not too eager to watch. So, yeah, I mean, Andrew Luck, Baker Mayfield, Cam Newton, fading, crossing them off my draft boards. Unless, as I said, unless Andrew Luck really shows it in preseason. Because you got to watch some preseason football. You got to see who's looking good. So, probably fading those three. I said I liked Deshaun Watson. Now I'm going to talk about three quarterbacks who I really like who are more mid-tier, who are in my range. Remember, like quarterbacks like 11, 14, and 17. And the first is Kyler Murray, my quarterback 11, ESPN's 13. And what a story Kyler Murray was. I mean, he came back to college, almost seemed like just for fun. He was top 10 pick to the Oakland A's, decided one more year at Oklahoma to play the game he loved. End up being number one overall draft pick as a 5'10 quarterback. That's a pretty wild story to me. And this team is so invested in Kyler Murray that their backup is Brett Hundley. I know unless Kyler Murray's like ankle is dangling, Brett Hundley's not getting one snap this year. It's going to be all Kyler Murray from day one to week 17. Week 16 should be, though, because that's when your fantasy championship should be. But yeah, I mean, baby Russell Wilson is going to light up the league. He's going to be the fastest one on the field. He's so elusive. Hopefully he knows how to slide because this is a baseball player, let's remember. I mean, he only got hit like once a game in Oklahoma. He'll get hit in the NFL. But let's just hope he knows how to slide because, you know, he is a baseball player. As I said, he's going to have every chance to play. He's basically Lamar Jackson who can throw, and everyone liked Lamar Jackson last year when he was rushing for 100 yards a game. I mean, I don't expect 100 from Kyler Murray, you know, a nice 50 yards a game I could see, like constantly getting those 30-yard break runs when the play breaks down, because that's what he is. He's a broken player superstar. He's backyard football, and I just think that can succeed in today's NFL. This air raid college-style system that Kingsbury wants. I think it's going to work. Johnny Manziel, I think, might have been a couple years too early for the NFL. I think if he was in the NFL today, he would succeed if he had a level head, obviously, because, you know, he's dealing with some stuff. But I think he would succeed. But, yeah, you'll get your peaks and valleys with Kyler Murray, but I think there's going to be the peaks are going to outweigh it too much, and I trust him as quarterback 11 as a rookie. I trust him to run my fantasy team, and I hope he'll be my week one starter. And you know what's great about Kyler Murray also? He's on a bad team. Bad teams are going to try to come back. they're not going to win too many games, and they're going to be throwing a lot in the fourth quarter because they need to come back. So, yeah, buy some Kyler Murray. And buy some Jameis Winston, my quarterback 13 and ESPN 17. Little worry that so many people are starting to fall in love with Jameis Winston again, the former number one overall draft pick, who probably has his best coach he's been around, Bruce Arians. I almost said Bruce Arena. I'm still in that U.S. soccer days. I still can't believe they didn't qualify for the World Cup, but let me not get too emotional. But yeah, Bruce Arians running the show. Byron Leftwich is on the staff. I mean, that's some good coaching that Winston has now. There's no more excuses. He's entering a contract year, and he's going to run a vertical offense. Former Bruce Arians took the Cardinals to the Super Bowl before with an electric offense. He's going to bring that to Tampa Bay. And Winston lost some weapons. He lost Humphreys and DeSean Jackson, but I feel like it just made life more simple. He has Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and O.J. Howard. You don't need anything else. That running game, what happened to Ronald Jones? That guy's bust. I mean, I feel bad for him. He ain't too good. So, you know, they're going to throw it a lot. The defense isn't as bad as the Raiders, but it's close. So I can see plenty of 300-yard games. I could see at least 10 300-yard games out of Jameis Winston. That's a person who I'm buying also. If I can have a team with Kyler Murray and Jameis Winston, which means I can build around running backs and build around receivers and get a good tight end and then get those two quarterbacks, I'm going to feel good about my team. But I'll tell you what, I was boasting those two guys up, and this guy have ranked lower. It's because, I don't know, I just feel like there's a better chance that Murray and Winston do better, but I think this guy has top three potential. Got me all worked up. Top three potential, don't know if he'll get there, but Josh Allen, my quarterback 14 and ESPN's 24. Why not? This is the new Cam Newton. As I said, I like Cam Newton, but I don't like his shoulder right now. In weeks 12 through 17, Josh Allen was the best quarterback fantasy-wise. And in four of those six games, he averaged 107 rushing yards. Lamar Jackson, who? No, Josh Allen. And he can throw it 85 yards. His arm might be slightly stronger than Patrick Mahomes. It's close. Josh Allen is just a freak of nature. You know, I don't expect him to lead the team in rushing, but again, why not? LeSean McCoy? Old. Rookie, was it Devin Singletary? Suspect. Josh Allen? 6'6", 260, and will run you over smooth. This guy is a pure talent, pure cannon. I don't care about completion percentage. You don't lose points for the ball touching the ground. You get points for 40-yard touchdown bombs to Robert Foster running over the middle. I'm excited for Josh Allen, and that is the quarterback that I need on my team. Every team I have. I have five teams. That's a lot of teams. I have five teams. Three of them I co-own. Two of them I'm on my own. But I'm on five teams. I want Josh Allen on all five. Especially if no one else is high on him and he's ESPN's 24 and I get him at like quarterback 18, like, I don't know, third to last round, I'm going to win the league because of Josh Allen. So yeah, everybody, let me know what you guys think. I talked about seven quarterbacks. I talked about why I love Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray, Jameis Winston, Josh Allen, why I'm staying away from Baker Mayfield, Andrew Luck, and Cam Newton. Luck and Newton the best health-wise, but as I'm examining it, I don't like it one bit. But yeah, let me know who you're on. Not sure if you can tell me your secrets, especially, you know, my League of Lakers people who I doubt any of them's going to waste 20 minutes of their life to listen to me blab, but yeah, let me know. Drop some comments. Follow me on Twitter, at Cowles Corner, at KOWALSKOR. NER, Cole's Corner. Yeah, there we go. I spelt it. There we go, Matt. So yeah, let me know what y'all think.